Leviticus, chapter 7. And this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering shall they kill the trespass offering, and the blood thereof shall he sprinkle upon the altar round about. And he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the fat tail, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the caul upon the liver, with the kidneys, shall he take away, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. As is the sin offering, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them. The priest that maketh atonement therewith, he shall have it. And the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered. And every meal offering that is bacon in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan, and on the baking pan, shall be the priest that offereth it. And every meal offering, mingled with oil, or dry, shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as well as another. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which one shall offer unto Jehovah. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil, of fine flour soaked. With cakes of leavened bread he shall offer his oblation with the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving. And of it he shall offer one out of each oblation for a heave offering unto Jehovah. It shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten on the day of his oblation. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his oblation be a vow, or a freewill offering, it shall be eaten on the day that he offereth his sacrifice, and on the morrow, that which remaineth of it shall be eaten. But that which remaineth of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. And the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten, it shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, every one that is clean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, that pertain unto Jehovah, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from his people. And when any one shall touch any unclean thing, the uncleanness of man, or an unclean beast, or any unclean abomination, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which pertain unto Jehovah, that soul shall be cut off from his people. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, He shall eat no fat of ox, or sheep, or goat, and the fat of that which dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn of beasts, may be used for any other service, but ye shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast, of which men offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah, even the soul that eateth it, shall be cut off from his people. And ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of bird or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whosoever it be that eateth any blood, that soul shall be cut off from his people. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, He that offereth the sacrifice of his peace offerings unto Jehovah shall bring his oblation unto Jehovah out of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hands shall bring the offerings of Jehovah made by fire. The fat with the breast shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before Jehovah. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's, and his sons'. And the right thigh shall ye give unto the priest for a heave offering out of the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron that offereth the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat, shall have the right thigh for a portion. For the wave breast and the heave thigh have I taken of the children of Israel out of the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and have given them unto Aaron the priest and unto his sons as their portion for ever from the children of Israel. This is the anointing portion of Aaron, and the anointing portion of his sons, out of the offerings of Jehovah made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister unto Jehovah in the priest's office, which Jehovah commanded to be given them of the children of Israel, in the day that he anointed them. It is their portion for ever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecration, and of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which Jehovah commanded Moses in Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations unto Jehovah, in the wilderness of Sinai.